Welcome to the podcast of the Rector's Weekly Epistle. I've always looked forward to autumn, which in New England is the most spectacular of all the seasons. And as we look ahead, the line from Keats's Ode to Autumn, "Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness," seems particularly evocative. Today we live in a rather seasonless world, with the endless availability of fruits and vegetables distancing us from the traditional expectation of autumn's rich harvest bounty. And yet fall remains a season of expectations, a season of fruitfulness, a season of new beginnings, new school, college, and of course the new church program year. This coming Sunday, Homecoming Sunday, we will celebrate the rich variety of our ministries. Everyone on the parish roll should have received their fall newsletter by electronic post. If you haven't received the letter, if you're not on the parish roll, you can download the fall newsletter by visiting the parish website at stmartinsprov.org. and click the download on the homepage. This week, we learned of President Trump's decision to revoke DACA. And on Tuesday, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops denounced the cancellation of the DACA program as reprehensible. And I quote from their statement, "Today's actions represent a heartbreaking moment in our history that shows the absence of mercy and goodwill and a short-sighted vision for the future. DACA youth are woven into the fabric of our country and our church, and are by every social and human measure American youth." The Episcopal Church, together with many other Christian bodies, fully endorses the Catholic Bishop's statement. "We affirm our support for the Dreamers, a community who embody our belief in the talent and potential of a new generation." Legally, it's a matter for Congress to legislate on the immigration reform. Yet we have to remember that DACA was also made necessary by Congress's inability or unwillingness to do so. And it's salutary to revisit the 1980 presidential debate, where George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan each endeavored to out-compassion the other on the issue of immigration. Bush's comment rings with a particular salience when he decries the way failure to come to grips with immigration reform runs the risk of criminalizing whole communities of decent, hard-working people. President Trump has now given Congress a 6-month window in which to legislate a legal pathway for these young Americans. And one very important presumption in our legal system is that we don't hold children responsible for the illegal actions of their parents. And so, will you hope? Will you pray? Will you lobby so that Congress will at long last meet the awesome responsibility that we, the people, expect of them? Remembering the people of Houston and the Gulf Coast, we increase the range of our prayerful concern for all who have either found themselves or will soon find themselves caught up in the destructive path of Hurricane Irma, a storm of unprecedented ferocity. And so with Homecoming Sunday, I look forward to welcoming many of you back. See you in church on Sunday.